Welcome to CNN Student News on Cinco de Mayo 2014. We'll have a report on that in a couple minutes. I'm Carl Azus. First up today, U.S. jobs numbers. The latest report is out from the federal government. It has figures for the month of April. On one hand, things seem pretty good. 288,000 jobs added in the U.S. April was the best month for job growth in 2 years. And the unemployment rate, it was 6.7% in March. It dropped to 6.3% in April. One analyst says with warmer weather, we're seeing the economy heat up. On the other hand, things seem not so good. One reason the unemployment rate fell is because fewer people entered the workforce. It's possible more young workers are sitting on the sidelines. And another analyst says that's not a good sign.
Class of 2014, you're looking at a tough job market. It's been 5 years since the recession ended, but the effects are still being felt, especially among young people. A new report by the Economic Policy Institute, a liberal think tank, shows 1 in 5 high school graduates and 1 in 10 college grads aren't working, and they're not in school either. Even those simply approaching graduation don't face great prospects. The Institute says those young people will join a sizable backlog of unemployed college graduates from the last 5 graduating classes in an extremely difficult job market. And once they actually get hired, the problems aren't over either. Recent high school grads make an average of $9.82 an hour, 11% lower than what they would have in 2000. College grads are making more, about $16.99 an hour, but again, that's quite a bit lower than their predecessors. Plus, employers overall aren't being as generous with benefits as they once were. The report warns that it is possible to overcome these setbacks, but that it could take 10 to 15 years.
The nation of Ukraine is on shaky ground. Divisions are deepening. Violence is breaking out between those who want a closer alliance with Russia and those who want a closer alliance with Western Europe. What's been happening in the Ukrainian city of Odessa reflects the tension of the whole country. Yesterday, protesters who support Russia stormed a police headquarters. They demanded the release of dozens of people who'd been arrested 2 days earlier for allegedly participating in violent protests. 67 detainees were released Sunday without a shot being fired or a life lost. But that wasn't the case Friday, when 46 people died in a riot that ended in a building fire.
The emotions are powerful here. Fury. Confusion. Grief. These are the faces of people who are trying to understand how, why Ukraine's ethnic and political divide suddenly flared here in Odessa, taking so many lives. It started on the streets, pro-Russian and pro-Ukrainian forces throwing what they could at each other. Guns were used too. The pro-Russians were outnumbered and they retreated into the trade union building. Witnesses say there were hundreds inside when it caught fire.
It's unclear how the fire started, whether it's because of Molotov cocktails thrown at the building or whether it's because they were mishandled by those seeking shelter here. But the fire took hold quickly, and in the moments that followed, dozens were killed, most overcome by smoke. But some tried desperately to escape.
Odessa is a city with rich historic and cultural links to Russia. There have been disturbances here in recent weeks, but nothing like this. This isn't like Ukraine's east. These people are a long way from the Russian border. But the flames of political and cultural hatred now burn strongly here as well. Phil Black, CNN, Odessa, southern Ukraine.